Let thy soul be awakened.
All right, this is a stand-up podcast now.
Yes.
Because Gina's literally standing up with Isaiah.
I have the baby. He was sleeping, and I was like, that's just how we're going to do it. And then right when we came in, he's like, oh, podcast recording? I'm wide awake.
He's funny. He loves, we were on a business Zoom call, and he just, he's definitely seen that we talk to these screens.
Yeah.
And that's, he's learning to do that.
I know.
Because he just started talking up a storm in that meeting. And then I brought him into the workshop at the end. He was talking up a storm.
Yep.
But I noticed if I make a phone call, he absolutely knows what's happening. And he, if it's on speakerphone, he's like waiting for the voice to come through. But he lights up. He wants to start talking. And I think from his perspective, we're just talking at these things.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain I record videos.
Right.
And then those go out.
But sometimes you're interacting with yourself or you're interacting with somebody else. Because when you record videos, you're really just interacting with yourself in that moment.
Yeah, I can't wait that there's more in-person stuff for him to get a deeper sense.
Well, he'll be at the retreat, so.
The other thing that's fascinating is, and I'm wondering, two directions on this. He's certainly mesmerized by the phone.
Mm.
Now, some of that is, it's just bright lights and it probably looks cool. It looks cool. They're designed to look cool.
Yeah.
And then also I think, okay, are a lot of the souls coming in, like they're coming into digital landscapes and
right.
They definitely, the new souls need that. Like they need to learn that. I definitely am an advocate for him knowing how to utilize all of this to the best of his advantages.
Of course. Yeah.
Without going, because it's easy to go into a dark dystopia, like that book, Goodnight iPad, we were talking about.
Oh my God.
Goodnight iPad. Goodnight Cyborg. Goodnight.
Goodnight remote control that's yeah. not in the proper place because
goodnight
my mother doesn't like it.
Our authoritarian AI leaders.
Yeah.
Goodnight World Economic Forum. Good night, governments who just want to control everything about you and your bodies. But at the same time, you know, a lot of yoga teaches, like, we're in an advanced time. I mean,
yeah.
advanced compared to where we were. And children, like, he's going to have to navigate digital space and do it sooner than later. And then without the point of where it's like seduced into just being locked into that, right?
Right.
So it's like probably every parent's fear is like their kid is just addicted and glued to their iPad, iPhone.
Yeah, that's my fear for sure. But
yeah,
my screen time's been down, sidebar, but yeah.
But he has to learn it.
Absolutely. And this actually has me thinking in 2001 Space Odyssey, I wonder if Kubrick saw the monolith as actually the iPhone. Because you know how in each scene, there's like this black box door that like leads into all the different portals of time?
Well, I mean, I think it's quite possible. That movie from a Kabbalistic point of view
yeah.
is that the monolith represent an advent of consciousness.
Oh, interesting.
And
that makes complete sense.
Then, so that was an awakening. So in the beginning scene with the apes,
yeah.
when they're aping around, or the chimps, and they're, like, whoa, 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 whoa. They're chimping around, man.
Chimping around.
Barrel monkeys. And then one looks at the bone and
yeah.
takes the bone and uses it as a tool.
Yeah.
As a weapon and kills the other chimp.
Yes.
That was right at the monolith. So it's an advancement of consciousness, right? So
right.
it's like a technology upgrade. Oh, I'm a chimp. Wait, I can use this other device, a tool, and that was advanced technology.
Right.
So, yeah, the iPhone, all of that is a part of it. It is interesting that iPhones look like monoliths.
But could that also be that in our sort of ape consciousness, that's where man wants to harm man?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the number 666 is also called the beast.
Right.
Right. So we are animals. We certainly have an animal instinct. But at the same time, I really question, is it really human nature to want to kill each other, right?
Yeah.
And all this hate. And, you know, I think some of the theories seem very reasonable, that this sort of, quote, if you will, like lizard consciousness, or these lizard alien overrulers, which has some great funny memes. But, and anyone now who like talks about that, of course, it's all like somehow everything gets again put into white supremacy or Holocaust denying somehow, right. Or you know, raw milk is like the all is like white or not white, what is it,
all
like,
right,
yeah, or like right wing extremists or something. Yeah. I even saw an article that like motherhood's being used by the extreme right, but that's another thing to get into. But I do think that there is some weird sort of foreign control,
right,
of human consciousness that keeps us debased and low, and it just preys on that lizard sort of mind. Mm-hmm. I think it's more not even ape mind. I think it's like lizard mind. Mm-hmm. And like as if we're just a bunch of maniacal crocodiles or something. Crocodile, by the way, is one of the symbols of Set, who's like the represents the energy force of destruction for destruction. But to get to your point, I feel like it's weird alien invaders that have captivated the human psyche.
Right.
Because humans, I believe the nature is really more at peace and kind and like, but what keeps us going in that direction? But we all hate each other.
Well, there's got to be some sort of like tribalism, territorialism that is in our basic instinct, or is it not? Is that a nurture?
It's there, but I'm saying why does that instinct have to be here?
Yeah.
And so we're still living that out.
Right.
And so we are a bunch of chimpanzees who's discovered, is that our technological upgrade to bash each other's skulls in? Or do we advance out of that? But the theories of the lizard people controlling everything are that it is like this dark sort of alien race. And it's not like, they shapeshift in the sense that some energies get into the psyche and into the collective.
Yeah.
I really was just trying to talk about him using an iPhone, but but this is what we're really seeing played out now.
Yeah.
Like, all of the bullshit politics, and especially how everything escalated since COVID.
It's crazy.
Because people are, any force that separates on some level is a force of darkness.
Yeah.
So even the sort of, if you want to get sort of heady and philosophical and low-level academic about it, Satan is sort of Hebrew of an adversary, and it's that which separates you from God.
Mm.
Right? So in magic, we say the word of sin is restriction. And so what is restricting you from your highest sort of God, divine self, right? So what's in the way of that? And we live in so much of the planet is going full just debase and lowest level emotions.
Oh my God. So much anger and rage.
And COVID really, I think, set a stage for that, because you're just actually separated.
Yeah.
You can't look at each other.
No.
I mean, I still see people here in Vermont, the most rural state, like dressed up like duckbill platypuses.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny though, when we went to that diner. They were double.
I mean, that was a parody.
It was totally like a Portlandia parody. I wish Saturday Night Live had the balls to like make fun of something like that. And then their bumper sticker, their car still was like Obama from 20. When did he get elected?
2008.
So it's like they still had, and they're still driving their old Prius from when they came out.
Well, and their license plate said UCLA.
Oh, it did? Yeah. I didn't even remember that. But it was just funny. Like, okay, obviously we know where you stand. But this, like, but you're just physically divided. You're not looking at the psychological aspect of not seeing each other's faces.
Yeah.
I've talked about this a million times, but then, and now, like, this whole Roe versus Wade thing, which is insane.
So crazy.
But it's another setup. It's like, it's another, in my opinion, controlled opposition. And it's another thing to create more divide, right? So yeah. It's like, you have to believe in this full on, or you don't believe in this.
Yeah.
Right? I'm resentful. I'm resentful of these assholes parading around my body, my choice, but not with anything else. I still, Gina and I on the record, still believe in my body, my choice, period, end all be all.
Yeah, across the map.
And fuck off.
Yeah.
And fuck everybody and fuck off all of this fucking government control.
Yeah.
To separate us and then to impose what people can and not live, the lifestyles they don't want to live.
Exactly.
And I do think energetically, I'm not saying all the political strategy, but I was predicting this a couple of years ago because the pendulum swing of consciousness is always going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Now we went from like, yes, like we like fully supporting rights and gay rights and inclusion and more opportunities for those that are disenfranchised.
Yeah.
Somehow evolved into the dark movement of woke culture.
Yeah.
Which is the most intolerant, like, kind of bully, vile ideal of just imposing everything on a thought form on everybody.
Right.
Whereas, okay, it was like this sort of, quote, right wing, let's impose our ideals on everybody. You mm-hmm. got to be good, you know, Christian loving America.
Right.
And no abortions. And I think that that extreme went so far with like woke culture that energetically this is all a retaliation against that. Mm. Right. But each, quote, side is this control. It's just such bullshit.
Yeah,
because everybody's telling you what to do.
Yeah, everyone wants control. It's all a power grab.
Yeah, don't, like, that's why I keep shitting all over the people that identify as Democrats, because they're not seeing how much they just want control, and then they play into a narrative that you'll like buy into for votes. And then conservatives were playing into a narrative, pro-life was such a thing. But I was also amazed my whole life. I just assumed it was all sort of set in stone.
Yeah.
Right. That like, oh, I guess, yeah, it's a constitutional right. And then you start learning more and you start breaking it down and you start seeing like, oh, okay. Like, I guess I just took it for granted.
Yeah, I think we
and
all
I think
did.
Everybody did, except for all of the Democrats, right? And we've had since abortion, since Roe versus Wade, we have had 4 years of Jimmy Carter, 8 years of Bill Clinton, 8 years of Obama, coming on 4 years of Biden. Mm-hmm. Right, but already spent 8 years as vice president. So how much time is that? That's 8, 16, 20. We're going on 24 years of this. So about half that time, why wasn't it codified? I never knew any of this. I didn't even know
it. I always thought that it was automatically sort of codified, but and it became like a law.
I never even heard the phrase codifying it until recently.
Me either,
because
until just 2 seconds
ago. Well, I went into, like, I was looking at all of it and how the argument of the original case is pretty shoddy. And then the argument now will say it's not up to the courts, right? Because everyone's like, these aren't elected officials, which is also the point of saying, okay, well, it's not up to the unelected, it's up to the people, yeah. Which is what this government is supposed to be, right? So it's up to the people. So then it all goes back down to states' rights, because right. It's all fucked up. And, you know.
Well, and if you wanted to storm the Capitol, you can't, because they've spent so much money on the police that. Basically,
yeah,
it's
so,
impossible to get in. So.
But I'm saying everyone has lost the plot, has lost their minds.
Yeah.
I mean, there's kids now in Vermont making threatening, vandalizing graffiti, like on the Vermont Senate or whatever. I guess I don't know if that's the Capitol building. I'm like, you should take a minute and just Google the Vermont Constitution, and apparently abortion is in there. So
yeah.
if you're living in Vermont, like
yeah.
we moved here for the freedom mm-hmm. because we didn't want to live someplace where people, the government was telling us what we had to do
yeah.
or what we had to do and what procedures we'd have to do for our child, for him to participate in society and what we had to do to participate in society.
Yeah.
So still our body, still our choice, our child, us as parents to make those decisions.
Yeah. And it wasn't a small feat to get cross country to find a place to live. Like, it was definitely a lot of output.
It was an insane amount of work, insane amount of output. And I felt like we were like refugees of LA and California. And now everything is going to revolve around this notion of abortion. But these same assholes, like, I feel betrayed by everybody, but I didn't identify as any of these.
Yeah.
I've only intentionally been shitting all over Democrats because so many have just been in that sort of algorithm and that mindset.
Well, they let us down, too.
Well, it's Democrats are the good guys, but why did nothing happen to put this into law? Because everybody just assumed, and it feels like a manipulative tactic to always try to get votes. So now everybody can run for office saying, I'm pro-choice, where it's like only people in these most pro-choice states, like people are burning down Portland, of course. And I'm like,
are they?
It's in their constitution. Are they vandalized? You know, typical
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Portland's lost its mind. But these like idiots in Vermont, I'm like, you live in Vermont. Like, you're yeah. not like helping the situation. Then if this was so important to you, why weren't people getting involved? Right? Because people have been gunning to take this right away as a federal right for a long time.
Yeah.
And they've been gunning hard and meticulously and intelligently.
Yeah.
You need, like, everyone should go down a brief 20-minute pro-life fucking spiral.
Yeah.
And they've been on it.
Yeah.
Right? And then so why wasn't anybody on it to make sure that this was more solidified?
Well, I think they use it as a tactic every election cycle.
But now it's a full tactic.
Yeah.
And I'm like disgusted across the board.
But what kind of like political party? There needs to be a whole yeah. shift of the structure.
I'm starting the new party. It's called the Prosperity Party.
Yeah.
All right. And it's like fucking governments out of our bedrooms, off our backs, off our bodies. Fucking don't tell me that I have to prescribe to your health measures. Don't tell me that if someone like is in the position to have an abortion, that's their freaking right.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I get where it makes sense, where there's a lot of people that genuine feel like that is horrible and it's wrong.
Yeah.
And the idea, I guess, of America is if we actually had we the people by the people, which isn't the case, but the notion, the philosophical idea is, well, this is not up to, this is up to like your local governments. All I know is we hightailed it and we live in a state where all of that's legal. We don't have to prescribe to anyone else's health protocols. It's Vermont's very independent.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own military here.
Yeah.
Not a part of the government.
Crazy.
It's the Vermont
yeah.
military. The like Green Mountain Boys is where it started, but there's
good
definitely
old Ira
women
Glass.
In it. And like,
no, not Ira Glass.
Well, I saw
Ira
that
Ira and Ethan Allen.
Someone sent me a meme and it was like, it said Vermont and it was a guy with like rainbow everything. He's like, I support my trans child and my AR-15.
Yeah.
Which is sort of very,
it's
and it
very
said
Vermont.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty accurate. But maybe like things are shifting now in this country to come down to you have to find different places to live. Like each state may become more of its own country. I don't know. But my concern is now people's insanity is going to take over and it's more hate. It's more division and it's more fucking monkey brain, monolith, lizard brain, where you're figuring out how to use a bone to destroy each other because you don't believe in this or that. It's
it feels like apartheid. Like we could be headed in that direction.
But now you have, it's like we have these two options.
Yeah.
Politically in America. And it's like, I just can't believe there's nothing bigger that's like, no, you have the right to not have governments breathing down your neck, period. Yeah. And which is like libertarian in notion, but I usually vote for that. I always vote like third party, but it's like, I know it's useless, especially when living in California for so long, but sort of useless everywhere. But I feel like I could sleep better at night.
Yeah.
But half the time, I don't even know what these candidates look like. I don't even know if they're male or female. They might have one of those gender neutral names like Kelly or Tracy or something like that. Cause
women
Lindsay.
And
men. Yeah. Like, so it's just like, I don't care just on principle, but, we're just going to see people are allowing this to trigger their lowest resentments and emotions and everything else that they're angry at.
Yeah.
But I'm also resentful, and I'm tired of people telling me the whole choice thing, and those, why is it those are the same people that absolutely want to enforce these mandates, these COVID health mandates based on science, which is only proven time and time and time and time again to be so shoddy, so faulty, and full of shit. And people are so conditioned that literally people are saying the vaccine wasn't meant to stop the spread of COVID. It was just meant to make sure you don't die from COVID.
Well,
I'm like, you
also
have been played. Like, you forgot. Like, you're so psyoped that you're forgetting.
Yeah.
Everything.
And I remember when I was actually calling the local politicians to basically ask them what their stance was when they were about to enforce mandates to enter restaurants or do anything in a city, really. And I remember this one woman told me, she was like the secretary or assistant to some politician, said that if you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay, we actually have the means to leave, and we did, but how many people do not have the means to live? And you're just this arrogant? I think that's what really, makes my like blood boil.
It's disgusting. So these conservatards are controlling everybody's bodies, and libtards are controlling everybody's bodies one way or another. Everybody wants control. You all can go fuck off. All right. Fucking don't tell me what to do, and don't tell me what to do with my child.
Yeah.
But the whole thing's going to play out bad.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about the dark force is what divides us. Satan divides you from, and if you took is that which sort of disconnects you from God.
Right.
And community emphasis, like, we need a humanitarian community, and people are putting up their flags. You know, even here, it's like a support the blue is like, has to be the opposite of I support, like, you know, black lives.
Yeah.
That maybe could be provided more opportunity.
Right.
But whatever, now that, like, I was never a supporter of, I wasn't like into the cops.
No.
You know, but now I'm like, okay, well, actually, yeah, it makes sense. Like,
well,
you kind of need all of it.
Yeah.
But I am great. Sorry, yeah.
Well, and it's funny because being in a small town now, we got this, there's a local raffle happening at the fire department. And I was like, I want to go to that. I want to like be a part of, I want to be a part of the town. I want to meet everyone that lives here. And because there's such a spectrum and there's all walks of life. And and it's just embracing that, you know. And I think that's what humanitarianism is.
Well, I'm definitely inspired to be more.
And open-mindedness.
Open-mindedness. I'm definitely. And you can't be open-minded when governments are telling you what you can and can't do. And so it's bullshit. But we hightailed it to live in a state that has all of those freedoms.
Right.
And it's way less like demonic, quote, like demonocrat than I would have thought here. And well, I'm tired of quote liberal. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of quote conservatives. I've been over conservatives since forever. Like,
yeah,
just, I think that for us, and we're saying this as a message, like, get involved more than with your community.
Yeah.
See what it's about. Cause otherwise you're going to get steamrolled, and we got steamrolled in LA.
Yeah.
And we couldn't participate. or regardless of what you do to your body, I'm totally against that.
Yeah, and on principle, it's just I didn't want to be a part of a city where that was something that was being enforced and people were okay with it.
That's the problem. People just are docile and okay and not thinking. And then it's like, although we are getting an American flag.
Which I'm actually really excited about.
Well, I actually want to discuss this.
Yeah.
Because, okay.
Hold on. I'm going to take him out and then you hold him.
Even when I've caught myself being like, fuck America. Especially
like how you say it. America.
Yeah, fuck America. Well, like the whole like Iraq war, all that. Oh, yeah. All those weapons of mass destruction lies. Where people aren't like, it's just so, all of it's insane to me. But we live here, and this is our country and our community.
Yeah.
And I feel like energetically, even the flag is like, why don't you put some good mojo and some good love because you live here? And instead of just trying to shit all over everything, it's so easy to be critical and hate everything and do nothing.
Well, you also have the freedom in America to be critical and hate on America. Well, do also you?
No, you don't have the freedom. No,
compared to other countries.
You can't. No, everybody's shadow banned, blacklisted. Oh, well. You can't talk about health. You can't suggest that vitamin D actually helps your immunity. If you suggest that it's natural immunity, you're now a white supremacist.
But we're still podcasting about it right now.
Yeah, we are. But I'm completely shadow banned on
Instagram.
My Instagram account's been at the same 16,000 for like a couple of years, it feels like now.
And we're working with like a digital marketing strategist, and she's even said
she
that
even
you're
thinks
shadow
it's
banned.
Like all CIA operatives basically on some level. So
all right, but yeah, keep going.
So no, this is what I saw during COVID. The things I took for granted as an American can't happen. They literally shut down Parler because everyone said it was hate speech. I was on Parler. There was just dumb articles that was coming up about like Sean Hannity eats at Olive Garden or something. I'm like, okay, like what? It just,
well, if you follow that rabbit hole too, on a super sidebar, Glenn Greenwald did a great he wrote a great article for a Substack about how actually most of the organizing of the Capitol was on Facebook. And they would never try to shut down Facebook because it owns too much of a monopoly.
If you're not listening or tuning into Glenn Greenwald, I'd highly suggest it because he has like very intelligent takes on everything.
Him and Matt Taibbi.
And he was like a big hero when he was writing about the Patriot Act, right? Until
Snowden.
Like he still wasn't support like how Obama, because everyone was seduced by him. Like, he still was, like, keeping everybody locked up and all of these. He didn't change anything.
Yeah.
He just came in presented well. Mm-hmm. And he's a war criminal, too, just as much as George Bush and Dick Cheney are.
Yeah.
Now all these, like, idiots are, like, love Liz Cheney or whatever. I'm like, your father is a legit war criminal. Although that movie Vice was really good.
Yeah. Christian Bale killed it.
I choose to put a positive energy towards the country I live in because it's my home, and I'll put a positive energy towards the state and the community that I live in.
Yeah.
So I am happy to like use the American flag as a talisman of prosperity, and a talisman of success, and a talisman of opportunity. And we've gotten so lost, and people are so caught up in being a Democrat or a conservative idiot.
Or just identifying, period.
Yeah.
I think when we were talking about getting the flag and just talking and just being, I think in New England, there's more people that have flags and signs on their lawns than like being in California for a decade. But for me, it's like, why can't the flag, the American flag, represent all those other flags of inclusion? Like, well, why can't it all fit into that?
That's
mold?
The philosophical intent, but we could make that. I like, it's interesting because even when I went to public school, which was, you know, in a very, it was in Connecticut, so it was a little more, quote, progressive, and what progressive used to be before woke ever existed. It was like, yeah, like gay rights and equal everything, and
yeah,
we're all in this together. And it was still taught this notion that there was like this sort of melting pot and all these cultures coming together. And I thought, in a weird way, I felt like those public school teachers were trying to like say, what if we just still maintained that, and that, oh, we can just create this country as a country of people coming together,
yeah,
and working together, and all these different ideas and cultures and everything. But now it's just so much division.
Well, and it's like
manipulated division by media and the few people that are in control of it.
And it's a psychological warfare, because for me, after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I was like, we had already purchased our flag, and I was like, oh, putting the flag up, does that mean that I'm patriotic and that means I'm pro-life? Like, from the perspective of like someone driving by, like, how is that? And then this is where I'm constantly, this is my Seven of Cups, where I'm always wondering, how would someone else interpret this, even though that's not how I am embodying the flag and putting it on our property at all.
I'm using it as a symbol of opportunity, prosperity.
And
also,
me too.
This is
I'm
what
just saying that that's, yeah.
Stop thinking about what other people think. I know. No more trolls. No more mentioning of seed oils. And stop thinking about what other people are thinking.
I know.
Even though we put ourselves out there, like, you have to have some awareness, right? You know, magic is pro-life, but pro-choice politically. And it's,
yeah,
like,
makes sense.
And that's it. And so it's your business.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're in the business of magic, like, I was taught, like, I mean, my teacher straight up was like, look, if you're in a situation like, I mean, it's not up to me as a man.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, philosophically pro-choice, but spiritually pro, like, go with it and have a child. But, yeah. This got me thinking too, how the narrative is so strong that children are nothing but burdens.
Yeah.
And the notion of family has been so diminished in America, at least our circles.
Yeah.
Not like some of our yoga, but really in our circles, like living in LA, like impossible.
Yeah.
To like have kids, even though we know people with kids and they're living in LA.
Well, if you're not a multimillionaire.
Yeah, but I fell for that.
Yeah.
I've mentioned that often, or some level of adulting. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, we have moved so far away from the notion that a family is prosperity and that children are prosperity.
Yeah.
And we don't see children as prosperity. We're groomed. My whole life I've some level been groomed that children are a burden,
mm-hmm,
and they're just going to drain you. Mm-hmm. And it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking today, my new philosophy is to spread yourself so thin that you can have like a full-time job and you can spend hours on end with your child and still look amazing and radiant, and it's not hard.
Well,
I'm just allowing it not. It's just not hard. I'm just enjoying.
You can also set up opportunities or it doesn't. Yeah, to go into the notion that parenting isn't hard, but even people that are
people are like, you guys have one kid.
I can't believe you follow that Instagram of that woman and her who's an emotional vampire, is always creating drama for everyone to get sucked into.
I know.
And then she has a bunch of like kids, it. And then all she talks about is motherhood is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, buddy, you are easy, you are graceful, you're intelligent, and you make our lives much better, and you are a prosperity magnet. But I'm just saying, imagine if the culture was more children are prosperity and abundance.
Yeah.
And they bring in huge blessings.
Also joy.
We're so removed from that.
Yeah.
Because we've been so conditioned to be like, we have to have this and this and this and these external things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've perpetually been creating a culture of separation and disconnection, like being disconnected from that prosperity. Spirituality is prosperity.
Yeah. Well, and I think that it's really just making it more about like they're coming into your life. And that's, I'm still learning that too, because there are moments where I'm like, okay, I need to just drop everything. But I've noticed when I put him in this little body wrap and, you know, I'm like taking, I'm doing the dishes or the laundry and he's on me. It just feels like he's like, oh, I'm just helping mom do this. And it's not as much of a separation between mother and child.
Yeah, he's a part of our lives. You know, we choose our parents.
Yeah.
For all sorts of reasons. Oh, sometimes you just need a DNA donor.
Yeah. And I also think that one of the things that I've been sort of meditating on is how we now live in a society where making commitments are like hardship sacrifices to some idea or notion of how your life is going to play out as this individual, the ego. And it's like, where is, like, why can't you have an amazing, fulfilling career and also an amazing home life or be a parent if you want to? Like,
why does a career have to be so fulfilling, though?
Well, and that thing too. But I'm just saying, like, why do we live in a society where you can't have it all? And
we do live in a society that you can have it all.
But I'm just saying the mentality now is that you, like, there's so much, I think a lot of what I've been reading and it is true is that there are people are in financially burdensome situations. And I think even in this world where I can future trip and I look at and I doom scroll and I'm like, what's the future going to hold for people? Like, where really you're getting, a lot of people are getting, what do you say, priced out and
something like that.
And people are in dire situations. And I think that those are, that's real life. And I also feel like people can't see something greater because they're living week to week or paycheck to paycheck.
The old five of discs, man.
Yeah.
Which is what it's locked real. In on that eclipse energy for some time. And now we're seeing the markets are imploding. Crypto is like worthless at the moment. And
man, I was really hoping crypto would be, they'd be like, you know what? Society's ending. Let's boost the Bitcoin. But yeah.
Yeah. We're not making any rash moves.
No.
This happened before. And then the stock markets, all of it, everything's worth so much more than it was. And that whole financial collapse from, when was that? 2008 or something?
Yeah.
I was paying attention less to it. But again, division, division, division. So like, even when I was a kid briefly going to public school before the ashram school opened, I remember this Pledge of Allegiance, which I always thought was weird. But on a magical point of view, you're creating a flag as a talisman saying, you know, like, one nation under God. But if you really just abstract that in a higher consciousness saying we're, like, even the dollar bill says in God we trust.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't say in gold we trust.
Right.
And so that's the five of discs is the lesson. Let's remove God because everyone's like, that means you're Judeo-Christian.
It's right. Separation bullshit, of church and state.
Which is bullshit. No, just let's say that there's a higher beneficent force. Let's have trust in that. And then through that is where the prosperity and money comes in. I think that's the dollar bill is very powerful and very interesting and very occult. But then everyone here is occult and mystery, and then it's always some dark thing to take everybody out.
Illuminati.
And yeah, everything with an eyeball and a triangle. But, people go on the way deep end with that, although a lot of it is true. I still believe in America was a huge paradigm shift for the planet. And if we don't have opportunity and freedom here, you're not getting it. You're not getting it in other places. Look at Canada now. It's literally a totalitarian dictatorship.
It's crazy.
And you decide to protest what you have to do medically and your bank accounts are getting frozen. We're just sitting here in America like,
The poor baker wants to donate $5 apparently, to truckers. And now she's like, lost her entire business.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. And they also just passed the biggest internet censorship. I think more strict than, it's like North Korea level. the C-11. I can't even follow it because I get enraged. And that's what triggers, like, lack of free speech is what triggers my lizard brain, where I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And I do speak out against this. And,
yeah.
Like, and we tried to do everything we could as a citizen of Los Angeles. And you realize on one level how powerless you are.
Right.
So it's like we had to just decide where we were empowered.
Well, and I'm thinking about the Pluto Return video that you filmed, I think, in February for the Mystery School on Patreon, and how that's really starting to, because we're in it right now. And if you look at what's been happening over the last 6 months, I mean, I don't even, like, I really haven't really been paying attention at all to what's going on in Ukraine, but that has something to do with America's Pluto return. And then this, I feel like it couldn't be more astrologically aligned and almost predicted without it being predicted, because I know you get very irritated by astrologers that claim that they predicted COVID or that they predicted food shortages or whatever.
After the fact. I did hear a lot of astrologers say 2020 is going to be a doozy, but no one predicted COVID or anything like that.
You can say that about anything, even if you had a great year. Oh, that was a doozy.
Yeah, totally. I would like to, we're doing our job of, I'd like the...
I'm shooting all over everything.
Yes, that's our career. We're doing our job to create prosperity and opportunity.
Yes.
And I think that you could start looking at that. So, I mean, I'm such a late bloomer on being a dad. And then it's like, oh, it's really nothing. We talked to him when he was in the womb and said, you can sleep. It's chill. I kept telling him he's been incarnated before.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to, like, lose your connection to spirit. I taught him about the Buddhist notion of impermanence. We didn't like having his diaper changed in the beginning. Now he's super chill about it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get that with teething. Like, it's just temporary, getting little teeth. But this is a level of prosperity.
Absolutely.
It just really got me thinking how disconnected we are from a flow of nature.
Yeah.
The whole Roe versus Wade, and then I couldn't believe how much I just assumed and took for granted.
Oh, I literally was like, oh, this is a lie. It would never, ever get overturned.
Yeah, like I just thought it was a strategy, but nobody ensured that it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? And so I still think it's a manipulative tactic. They're using, like, it's just, and again, people are so removed. I've definitely seen some sick pictures of, like, you know, pregnant, like, writing, like, this is not a human yet and stuff.
Yeah,
it's just when you really think about it, it's all fucked up across the board.
Yeah.
It's totally illegal to, you know, crack open an eagle egg, right? Like,
well, that's so, like, the bird.
So I don't, you know, I, we are part of a practice that we believe in the 120th day, the soul enters the body.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we did a big thing on his 120th day and honored you. And, you know, sometimes you got to take your practice and just stick with it and your belief. But we're not imposing that on anybody else.
Exactly. We're not trying
but
to get
But we don't
other
want
people
anybody
to...
imposing anything else on us.
Exactly.
But this is what we've been so conditioned to, like, look for the governments for answers for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all very messy. I just...
Well, I'm starting the Prosperity Party of Vermont, and that's what I just want people to, like, be free to, like, we can, you know, the government should get involved when you're trying to infringe on what someone else should do, but then it's the government's involved only in infringing on everybody. And it's like, I'm over it, but, you know, leave us alone, let us do well.
Yeah, and also, period. Yeah. Was there anything in the magical teachings about being, quote, apolitical? Like, are you supposed... Because I feel like everyone is being forced to be political, and it's like, if you aren't, then, like, you're not paying attention, or you're, like, living in your own, like, self-absorbed...
Yeah, magic, like for example, the energetic current of voting, when you really break it down, the magical perspective is, oh, I have to vote for person A or B, and I am usurping my own ability and rights, and that my success and prosperity and self-determination of life is up to somebody else. So energetically, by doing that, you're already lionizing someone and looking to them for the answers. And you've used that politician as the higher power, and you will blame your successes and failures on somebody else.
Right.
That's what everybody's doing. I was been poor most of my life. So sometimes I don't want to hear it. I was fucking in my 40s and making $11 an hour in LA. Somehow I managed to see, be like, I'm tired of this, and then also was able to pull all this off. And so it's just, you start becoming disempowered the moment you're allowing someone else to, you're blaming somebody else all the time. So a lot of people are going to stay poor by being so infuriated over abortions or non-abortions or BLM or not BLM, right? And it's like, you really is a great opportunity to allow it to just keep you down in so many things in life. And nobody's just focusing on creating life. And I don't know, I guess, like, if you want to make that your whole battle, you better get involved in something. You should have gone to law school, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so the magical point of view is just like focusing on the success of your life and your spiritual development, period. And it just really hit me when I saw, oh shoot, local politics have a big effect on my life. And so that's when I started seeing it and thinking about it more, and then having a child,
Well, even like, we have our property taxes go towards these schools where you get the option to go to like a really nice school that you would otherwise have to pay a large tuition fee. And one of the things that I was looking at is that it gets voted on every single year. So for me, even though it's like 15 years away, and my friend was like, "Do you really think society is going to be still
Yeah, well, your
standing?" And I was
friend's an
like,
idiot.
"Well, I was like, well, yeah, because I'm paying property taxes, so it will be." But for me, I'm like, "Oh, we need to make sure that we're involved somehow, like as a part of that vote, because
We have to get
I want
involved
access."
locally, because after seeing the downfall of LA for us, and we're completely powerless, I don't want to be powerless here.
No, and I also think that it's really great to, I feel like there's a whole shift in values, or I'm just more analyzing what I find to be important. And one of the things that we've been doing is supporting our local farmer and our local farmers and eating organic vegetables, off of the land. And it feels like we're just more integrated into Mother Nature here. And also just having connections and
You know,
allies.
somebody's listening and going, well, that organic food, that's only for the privileged. Like, that's another thing that everyone wants to get resentful about, and then and you're diminishing your own life when you just are like, well, that's privilege, that's for privilege or whatever.
Yeah, but
And
even like one of the other values that I have is I personally do not like I literally will shut down if I'm shopping fast fashion. Like it actually makes me feel like thirsty, and this emptiness after a while, and I get a headache, and I think that's one of the deficient sides of my seven soul. Basically I feel drained by it. So one of the things that I'm wanting to do is build a slow closet where I have like just I'm already sort of a minimalist in what I wear, and I know you've seen the dark side of that, of me like having breakdowns before we leave the house because I have nothing to wear. But I want to get
that's all I've seen.
but I want to just build into a slow closet where I'm not inundated with fast fashion, and that's something that's meaningful to me. So anyway, those are just things I've been thinking about, and having a connection with people in the community and just being locally involved, I think, is probably, while also maintaining like a worldwide community and being connected and utilizing technology, to create these beautiful friendships. So anyway, those are just things I've been thinking about as I'm trying not to implode about what's happening in the world.
Yeah, I mean, we chose to live someplace where this is all possible.
But community in LA was really important to us, too. So I
think
that,
we had
like,
great community, and then that got ripped through. And then LA is like, here's a $2,000 fine if you're not, if you're outside alone walking down a street and you don't have a fucking mask on. So, you know, I can't,
well, yeah,
I can't live like that. I'm not going to live. We chose not to live. Yeah. I chose not to be poor anymore. I chose to make more than $11 an hour.
Yeah.
Which is what I got paid at Erewhon. Just so you know, the next time you go buy a $50 goddamn cream spinach or $45. I'm not joking. You can buy a $45 smoothie
there. I saw that video. Yeah.
And they paid me $11 an hour. And I was like the star of the vitamin department. So, you know what? Like, but it was my choice. I chose that.
Yeah.
I still chose to do it.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders didn't come in and help me with workers' rights and these millionaires and billionaires. That's all he babbles on about.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't do shit. He hasn't done shit. What has he done for Vermont? There's like one little health center for like five vets to go to.
Yeah,
that's it.
Know.
Everybody's a fucking fraud.
Yeah.
And like Tim Dillon said, everyone just represents a brand.
Yeah.
And then people get
so
caught
true.
Up in that brand to think that this politician represents their ideals.
Yeah.
And they're just, you're getting played, you're getting duped. Create things in your life. Like, that's it. Like, so the talisman nature of the flag that I'll use as a symbol of opportunity and prosperity is very important. And that's what a talisman is. And that's what magical symbols are. And if you even break down Kabbalistically, red, white, and blue is interesting because you have the red of Geburah, which is power and might and force. You have the compassion and love and peace of Hesed, which is the blue. When those colors connect, it's the strength card or the lust card,
yeah,
which is absolute the card of complete self-determination and power. But being so powerful and such a conduit that higher forces are coming through, true spiritual nobility. And the lust card is the breaking down of the old ways.
Lust card is like the free the nipple card.
What's free the nipple?
It's like when women, it was a feminist movement where women were like, well, if men get to walk around topless, then women get to walk around topless.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a sexualization of our nipples.
Yeah. Totally. It's free the nipple. It's a card of empowerment and self-determination.
Exactly.
Self-determination in alignment with your divine purpose.
Yeah.
And then the white is Kether, which is also ruled by Pluto. And what connects that, makes that cross?
The priestess.
The priestess card energy. So we're dealing with the strength card, the lust, or we call it the lust card. And the reason it was updated to be called the lust card is that it's your drive and thirst and lust for your spiritual development is one of your greatest powers.
Mm.
And that's your greatest strength. And but then the high priestess comes in, who's like the most sacred, holiest of holiest. So energetically, when I look at red, white, and blue, that's what I see.
Mm.
And then it's stars and those are pentagrams, which are very empowering, and they're right side up.
Yeah.
And that's everything and prosperity coming into order. Five tattvas, everything's in balance.
Right.
You know?
Right. And aren't there 13 stripes?
Is it? Yeah, right? That was like the original colonies or whatever.
Yeah.
13 is the number, is the word akkad, which is love, which means union and magic. We're supposed to be in more union.
Yeah.
And we experience our whole existence through love and union. Yet we live in societies that are keep setting up traps of separation and despair and anger. And I hate you. People are like, if you're pro-life, fuck you. I want like, that's weird. You're like, oh, I'm actually into... you know, children and family, like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even pro-choice, and I'm still at the magical point of view. Like, sure, politically, you want to do that. That's on you. That's your life.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying. The point is, there could be unity, and that's prosperity, and that's magic, and that's what love is, and that's a cod, and that's 13.
Yeah.
So you can look down and break down and deconstruct Kabbalistically without putting your ego and your resentment into it and putting that aside. The American flag is a powerful talisman that we choose to use as a symbol of prosperity.
Yeah.
And you should meet more immigrants.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Too many people are bitching, but they don't know anybody who's come to this country.
Yeah.
They don't know anybody who's come. Like my friend from Poland, who was living, grew up in communist Poland, and like how she'd get a phone call and then just a government monitor was on the phone. Hi, like this is Jane. We're listening to you.
Oh my God.
You know, making That's sure crazy. You're not talking smack about the government.
Now we're like, we own a Samsung television.
Oh yeah. See now oh, they're just now like we're I like, wish.
Oh, right. We're just, they're just watching
this
us.
Is, I wish it was just like you're on the phone and there was like, hi, we're from the Truth and Information from the Biden administration. We're just here to fact check your conversation. It's fine. But now it's all like the Samsung. Yeah, even our stove is Samsung.
What?
And it's a fucking
epic gorgeous
stove.
Yeah.
But the stove is probably listening to us.
I know.
Figuring
and
out
like,
everything
Wi-Fi?
We're
Why do we need Wi-Fi?
We don't
stove?
Use it. It is cut off, but that was so stupid. You don't need Wi-Fi in a gas stove, but
no.
that's just the way it's all going.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't. That's not connected, for the record. Like, I'm never going to use
it's like
that.
I feel like I'm haunted by the blue light, you know, the Wi-Fi light. Like, even when I turn on my phone, I always have my Bluetooth off. Sometimes I double check to see, and it'll just pop on without me ever
oh,
touching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mine's it always comes on. I don't. I'm sure there's a deeper setting.
Yeah.
But going back to where we were trying to start about the monoliths and technology, it's fascinating to watch how him in a few months for plus months now look at the phone. Now I hope it's just the bright colors, but I feel like the phone is like all of the subliminal messages are coming through.
Yeah,
to be like, hello child.
Oh my
I
god
am, I am the one, you love me, all fulfillment comes through here, touch me, touch me. And he was touching it. He
so
immediately
creepy.
But he I wanted to see where he'd go with it. He immediately opened up Facebook, got to a section, and was starting to comment. And I was like, I don't really interact with Facebook that much except for Marketplace now because we need furniture and everything else. And then he pressed it again. He got right into the emails, was about to send an email, and then he called Matthew.
Oh my God.
Which wasn't one of my last calls. Like, he scrolled in there and got, and so he's calling his grandfather. So I was like, okay, like he's got to learn how to use it, but
yeah.
I don't want him getting inundated now. But there's digital space, and these high souls are coming through, and they know how to navigate digital space. So I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to be those Vermont people either that are like, my kid can never see technology. You know.
Yeah.
We gotta be. We have to learn this balance.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that I've noticed is I'll take a picture with him on my phone and he knows to smile, but I'll also use my Canon 35mm camera
and he knows to smile
for
it's
that. So there's definitely like...
He was like a model in his last life.
Were you?
He's like, yeah, he's like, that is pretty, pretty interesting that he
yeah.
knows he's getting his picture taken.
Yeah.
Like he knows he'll get up and pose and smile.
Like he'll be a little fussy and then he'll see like the Canon camera and he's like, oh, okay, it's time, we're on, we're rolling.
He's a child model.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, this would be an interesting journey in navigating technology, but I want him to be savvy and you have to use it. I wish I was better at technology.
Well, he'll know how to use a phone and then he'll also know how to sign his name in cursive. Let's just say that.
Yeah. He'll also spend a lot of time out in nature. He'll do it all. He'll be a well-rounded Aquarian Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Let thy soul be awakened.